The 12th annual True False Film Festival has wrapped up after a beautiful weekend in Colombia featuring art, music, and of course, films. Joining us now is one of the co-conspirators of the True False Festival, David Wilson. David, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So now that the festival's all over, how'd True False 2015 go?
It went great. It was a really amazing year. I feel like the quality of films was very high. People were happy because of the weather. I think we saw great art and music and film all swirling together in the streets of downtown Colombia.
And do you have an estimate for how many people came in this year for the festival, how many out-of-towners?
I have a rough estimate. We do some polling, and I'll have more info later. But, you know, we guess that about 40 to 50% of our audience is from outside central Missouri.
And how many tickets total were sold for the festival this year?
45,600.
And in your eyes, what do you think the biggest change has been in the 12 years that True False has been going on?
You know, it's really just, it's grown so much, and it's come into its own as a true community event. The word we use, but the word I hear from people over and over, is handmade. Everything about True False exists because somebody in Colombia, somebody who works with the festival, really took it on, really paid attention to all the details. We just want to throw a great party and invite all our friends, but increasingly we see this as a true community effort.
You know, just the past few months, there have been many new businesses that have opened downtown, with Craft Beer Cellar and Harold's Donuts, and then this weekend, Soul Taco and Strange Donuts opened next to the box office. What does the support of, you know, those new businesses and the downtown business district as a whole mean to True False?
It's huge. We really could not do this fest without the support of many businesses, many sponsors, and many individuals. We had 967 volunteers work at True False this weekend. And between them and our, close to 100 different sponsors, we made it happen. It really takes a whole lot of people to pull this off.
Did you personally get to explore and enjoy the festival this weekend, or were you too busy, you know, working the logistical side?
I try to find moments for myself. I got to watch a live documentary called The Measure of All Things on Saturday morning. It made me really happy. And last night, I took a little bit of time and watched episode 5 of The Jinx, which is pretty exciting, too.
Jesse Hall wasn't open this year, which, you know, that's a big theater that you guys had used in the past. Were there any logistical issues through that, or just any issues that arose this weekend at all?
Tons. I mean, you know, we started planning for not having Jesse Hall 2 years ago, and it was a big deal. It involved spreading out on campus, involved building out 3 new venues, all of which were pretty tough build-outs. You know, we strive to have world-class projection and presentation, and we do that in venues that, other than Ragtag, aren't movie venues. And so a lot of work and planning goes into that, as well as into all of the logistics of getting people around to venues, of staffing. So it was a challenging year in that way, but I'm really happy with the results.
And I'm sure you're going to want to take some time to decompress from this weekend, but what does the future hold for True False 2016?
Oh, we start planning 2016 almost immediately, and we're going to have Jesse Hall back. I feel like it has the strong potential to be another banner year for True False.
Great. Thanks for taking the time for sitting down with us, and congrats on another successful festival.
My pleasure, and thanks.